Please bow and pray in silence.
请大家同心低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The name is Christ. We continue our morning Sabbath worship.
Hallelujah. 奉主是圣名，我们在这里继续我们安息日早上的聚会。
Let's all rise and sing Him 185.
请起立唱诗185首。
185.
185首。
Hallelujah, peace to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿平安与各位同在。
I praise and thank God we can gather this morning to worship the true and living God together.
那很感谢赞美神，大家可以在这里一起聚集来敬拜神。
This morning we'd like to continue to study the book of First John.
今天我们要继续来查考，约翰一书。
Let's turn to First John chapter 1.
我们先请翻开到约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
第一章第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
第一章第二节。
My little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. Chapter 2, verse 1.
第二章第一节。约翰一书第二章第一节。我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保。
So in the book of 1 John, there are four reasons why John had written this epistle.
约翰一书当中，有四个原因，为什么约翰要来写。
The first reason is that their joy may be full.
第一个原因是让你们的喜乐充足。
That is chapter 1, verse 4.
这是第一章第四节。
And second reason in chapter 2, verse 1.
第二个原因呢，在第二章的第一节。
That you may not sin.
就是你不会不至于犯罪。
The third reason.
第三个原因。
Is in chapter 2 verse 26.
是在第二章第二十六节。
I have written this thing to you concerning those who try to deceive you.
我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。
And the fourth reason
第四个原因
is in 1 John chapter 5 verse 13.
是在约翰一书第五章第十三节。
So these things have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God.
在这里提到，我将这些话写给你们，信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
But if you look at these four different reasons why.John read this epistle.
那如果我们看这四个原因，来查考为什么约翰要来写这个经卷。
It was very clear that false teaching already came into the church.
那我们可以很清楚的看到，这四个原因都是在教会当中可以看到。
And false brethren already started from the church. False brethren, yes.
所以这些假的弟兄，在教会里面已经开始形成。
So that's why in chapter 1, verse 4,
所以在第一章第四节,
John warned the members for the joy to be full.
所以他要信徒他们的喜乐可以充足。
And for joy to be full, first they must hear the word of God.
要能够喜乐充足，第一个必须要能够听见神的话。
And second, they must see the word of God.
那第二叫必须要能够看见。
And third, they must look upon the word of God.
那再来呢，要能够亲眼看到。
And fourth, they must handle the word of God.
那第四呢，必须要能够亲手摸。
Only with those four processes that the life of Jesus can manifest in them.
一定要经过这四个步骤，那神的生命才能够在我们的身上显明出来。
And only when the life of Jesus manifests in them that they can declare this message to other people.
所以也只有将耶稣基督的生命显现出来，我们才能够知道神与我们同在。
Now one of the reasons why you and I are preaching is not so effective.
为什么现在我们似乎我们所宣讲的福音不是这么有效？
Because often we only hear the word of God.
因为很多时候我们只有听见神的话。
And we don't see the word of God in our lives.
但我们在生活当中并见不到神的话语。
And we don't look upon the word of God in our lives.
那我们也没有在神的话，我们也没有在生活当中来实践
神的话。And we do not handle the word of God in our lives.
那我们也没有办法体验出神的话语在我们的生活当中。
So because of this, the life of Jesus is not manifest inside of us.
也就是说，神的话语在我们的生命当中没有显明出来。
And that's why it's so difficult for us to go out and preach the gospel.
有的时候我们没有办法很容易的在外头来宣讲神的福音。
Actually, last year was a very famous football player.
在去年有一个非常有名的足球员。
And during one of the interview, they asked him, "Do you have a girlfriend?"
那在一个访问的最后，记者问他，你有没有很要好的女朋友
？And of course, he said, "Yes, I have a girlfriend."
他就说，是的，我有女朋友。
And they asked him, "What does she look like?"
那有人问他说，她长什么样子
？Or you know, what nationality is she? All those kind of stuff.
或者是他是哪一国人，或者是这些其他的一些资讯。
And actually, this football player, he has a girlfriend, but he never seen her.
实际上呢，这个球员是有一个女朋友，但他从来没有见过她。
He only talked with her through the phone.
因为他只有在电话上跟她交谈。
But the, you know, further investigation, they realized that his girlfriend is a man.
那在之后继续的调查之后，才发现他这个女朋友其实是个男的。
And he did not even realize that.
他自己并不了解。
So for over a year, he in love with this man. He thought it was a woman.
所以在过去这么多年来，他一直跟这个他所谓的女朋友恋爱，其实到最后这是一个男人。
But of course, for him, it was very embarrassing.
那当然对他来说是非常的尴尬。
You know, for us, we always hear the word of God.
对我们来讲，我们常常听到神的话语。
When someone is to ask us, "Describe your God to me."
当有人问我们说，你来形容你的神来给我听。
And quite often we don't know exactly what he looks like.
很多时候我们并不知道我们的神到底是什么样
子。We're talking about looks like, this means we don't know exactly who he is as, a, you know, as God.
我们说不知道他长什么样子，其实就是说我们不清楚神到底是有什么样的作为。
When you and I read the Bible,
所以我们在读圣经的时候
it's not a novel.
并不是一个小说。
It's not just a book that you and I just read and skim over, and we just like that's it, it's over.
并不是一个书，我们可以这样跳着看，很快的就觉得自己已经念完了。
Because the Word of God is living.
因为神的话是有生命的。
You know, in my lifetime, I read many books.
那在我生命当中，我看了很多的书。
And all those books I have read, I never pick it up again. Actually, I quite often just, you know, give it away or sell it on Amazon.
那很多这个书我看过了之后，我就没有想要再读一遍。很多可能我就给别人或者是卖回这个网络公司。
Why? Because every book that we read, we just read it once and said, and then you read it again, it's the same exact thing.
因为所有的书，如果我们已经读过一次，如果再读一次，其实内容是完全一样的。
But the word of God is not like that.
但神的话语是不同的。
You know, I've been in Christ for 14 years.
那我信耶稣已经14年了。
And every time I read the Bible.
每次我读圣经
I feel that I know less about God.
每次我觉得我对神的认识其实越来越少
And I can read the same passage 30 times.
我可能读一段经文30次
And every time I read it, God teaches me something different.
那每一次我读神都给我不同的教导
Because the word of God is God himself.
因为神的话就是他本身
And God is limitless.
那神
Limitless, this means he has no limit.
局限
So it doesn't matter how many times we read the Bible, we're never going to know God exactly the way He is.
所以不论我们读圣经多少遍，我们永远没有办法完全的来认识神。
But we must have a close relationship.
但我们可以有跟神很接近的关系。
Don't read the Word of God only to read it.
我们读神的话不是只有读。
Let's see the Word of God with our own eyes.
我们必须要用我们的眼来亲眼看到神的话语。
Let's look at the Word of God with our own eyes.
那我们必须要实际上用我们的属灵的眼光来看神的话语。
Handle the word of God with our own hands.
那我们必须要能够把神的话语行出来。
And only then we can truly feel that God's life truly manifests inside of us.
那也只有这样子，神的话才能够真的在我们的生命当中显明出来。
When God's life manifests inside of us.
当神的话语在我们的生活当中显明出来。
Then we will freely declare this to those who do not know Him.
那我们就可以跟那些不认识他的人能够在他们的面前做见证
And naturally you and I will evangelize everybody
那我们就能够非常自在的跟其他人来传福音
But if we ourselves never experience God
但我们自己如果没有经验神
And someone asks us about God
但如果有人来问我们神的问题
How can we declare to them?
我们要如何的来跟他们解说
You know, when I go to Africa
那我到了非洲
You know, their number one, their favorite subject to talk about is food.
那在那里他们最喜欢探讨的话题就是食物。
Now, quite often I tell about the buffet that we have in America.
那很多时候我在那里告诉他们美国的自助餐是什么样子。
For them, they have no idea what buffet looks like, and they can never imagine what is a buffet.
所以对非洲的弟兄姐妹来讲，他们没有办法没有办法了解到底美国的自助餐是什么情况。
So when I told them buffet, you pay one price and you can eat all you want as long as you want.
所以我告诉他们，美国的自助餐呢，就是你付一个定额，那你可以任意的吃，吃到你吃饱为止。
I see when they think about this.
当他们在想这个的时候
，Of course they have this imagination that you know for them they could just sit in the you know in the buffet and eat all day.
那当然他们可以想象，就是说坐在这个餐厅里头，整天的坐在那。
But when they ask me what kind of food do they have?
但他们就问说，他们那里这个餐厅里是提供什么样的食物
？First, when I say, of course, because I love steaks, I say, oh, they have really some restaurant have really nice steak.
那当然，因为我个人非常喜欢吃牛排，所以我告诉他们说，有些餐厅里头有非常这个品质很好的牛排。
They have no idea what steak looks like.
但呢，他们没有任何概念到底牛排是长什么样子。
Because nobody in Africa will have a piece of steak.For themselves,
因为在非洲从来没有人有过自己一个人吃一块牛排的经验。
In a little meat they had, they would cut in small pieces and they mix with all different kinds of vegetables. By this, if they have that to eat, right, I mean that is already very, it's already very good already to do that. But eating a piece of steak by yourself, there's no way.
那对于他们来说，生活条件比较好的人，可能他们就算有一块肉，可能也会把它切得小小的，那跟各式各样的青菜混在一起，然后大家一起来分享。所以对他们来说，他们不可能有办法想象什么叫做一个人享用一片牛排这样的经验。
Of course, they only can hear about the kind of food we have here.
那当然，他们只能够有这个机会来听说我们在这里所享用的
食物。But if anyone asks them about the food that I'm talking about, there's no way to be described.That food to other people.
但当然有人来问他们，我跟他们所形容的这里吃饭的这里美国的这个自助餐的情况，那他们是绝对不可能正确的来形容这里美国自助餐的情况给其他人听。
Just like for us.
那就像我们今天
，If we never experience God,
如果我们从来没有经验过
神 ，How can we describe this God to other people?
我们要怎么样把我们的这位神来形容给其他的人听呢
？So this is the first reason why John had written this epistle to you and I.
所以这是约翰他要来这样子来写。
When God's life manifests inside of us,
当神在我们的生命当中显现
，then our joy may be full.
那我们的喜乐才能够得到充足。
And then the second step.
那第二个步骤。
When our joy is full.
当这个喜乐充足。
When we have good fellowship with God.
那当我们跟神相交。
And chapter 2 verse 1.
在第二章第一节。
He said, My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin.
他说，我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。
This was the second reason.
这是第二个原因。
Why? Because as human beings, we are prone to sin.
因为人就是自然而然容易犯罪。
To do things that is bad for us is much more natural than to doing good.
因为做坏事似乎比做正确的事要来得自然。
But here, you and I cannot sin.
但呢，在这里我们不能犯罪。
Of course, this epistle is written to those believers, not unbelievers.
那这些信都是不是还未信的人。
What is the first way that you and I must do not to sin against God?
那什么方式让我们不会来犯罪得罪神
？Chapter 2 verse 15.
第二章第十五节。
First John chapter 2 verse 15.
约翰一书第二章第十五节。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
This is the first thing you and I need to realize.
这是第一件事我们必须要有的认知。
If we want to live a life not to sin against God,
我们如果要在世上不得罪神
，we must not love the world or the things in the world.
我们必须要不爱世界和不爱世界上的事情。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in us.
因为我们如果爱世界，我们爱父的心就已经不在了。
What John is saying that it doesn't mean that you and I cannot go on vacation. we cannot enjoy the things of this world. That's not what he's talking about.
那当然，约翰这里讲的不是说我们就不要有任何的这个度假，任何的享乐。
What does John talk about?
这里约翰说的是什么呢
？The things in the world is talk about is in verse 16.
那这里所谓的世上的事，讲的是在第十六节所记载的。
Say for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
在这里记载，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
So when the Bible talks about do not love the world, these are the three things they are focusing on.
所以当圣经上所记载不要爱世界，那这三件事情，是它的原因。
The lust of the flesh.
那第一个就是肉体的情欲。
The lust of the eyes.
眼目的情欲。
And the pride of life.
还有今生的骄傲。
If you love these things in the world,
如果你喜爱这些事情
then it's very difficult not to sin against God.
那你就很难不犯罪
Because all these things is all fleshly.
因为这些所有的事都是在肉体上
So if you love the world and the things in the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of flesh, the pride of life, and then there's no way that you and I can live a righteous life.
因为如果你喜欢肉体的情欲，喜欢眼目的情欲，还有你喜欢今生的骄傲，那我们就没有办法。喜爱神
And these are three weapons that Satan always used against us.
这是三个撒旦喜欢用的武器来攻击我们
But if you don't love the world,
但如果我们不爱世界
then Satan has no weapons to tempt us to sin against God.
那撒旦就没有任何的武器来引诱我们，来让我们犯罪。
You know when Satan tempted Adam and Eve.
当撒旦他来引诱亚当跟夏娃
Of course, during the time they had enough food to eat.
当然在那时候他们的确有足够的食物来吃
But one thing he said to them, if you eat of this fruit, then you become just like God.
但那时候撒旦告诉夏娃你如果吃这个水果你吃这个果子你就会跟神一样
And that is the pride of life.
这就是今生的骄傲
But they didn't realize they were like God already.
但在实际上呢，他已经像神一样了。
But actually, when they ate of that fruit, they became like Satan himself.
但吃了这个食物以后，这个果子以后，其实他就像魔鬼一样。
So the same thing when Satan tempted Jesus.
所以一样的情况，当撒旦来试探耶稣。
He used these three things from the world to tempt our Lord Jesus Christ.
他用这三样世上的事情来引诱耶稣。
So nowadays, it's no different from us.
在今天，这对我们来说也是一样的。
If you do not love the world,
如果我们不爱世界
，that is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, then you and I will live a righteous life.
如果我们不爱肉体的情欲，不爱眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲，那我们就能够活出基督。
But if you and I love the world,
如果我们爱世界
，and verse 17, and the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
在十七节这里记载，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
So the first thing that you and I need to do, we should not love the world.
所以第一件事我们要做到的就是我们不要爱这个世界。
But the question is, how can you and I not love the world because we live in the world?
那问题呢是在于我们生活在这个世界上，我们要如何的不爱这个世界
？Let's go to John chapter one.
我们请看
First John chapter one.
请看回第一章，约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter one.
约翰一书第一章。
Verse seven.
第七节
But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
第七节，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Actually, John said, God is light.
那这里约翰说，神就是光。
And in him there's no darkness at all.
那在他里面就没有黑暗。
If we have fellowship with God,
但如果我们与神相交
and we walk in darkness,
但我们如果走在黑暗当中
then we are liars.
那我们就是自欺。
So that's why not only you and I should not love the world or the things in the world, but you and I should walk in the truth.
那我们不仅仅不要爱这个世界，但我们还必须要能够走在这个走在神走在真理当中
，because the truth is God，
因为真理就是神。
Only when you and I walk in the truth, and then we have fellowship in the light with our Lord Jesus Christ。
所以，如果我们走在真理上，那我们才能够在耶稣基督里能够走在光明当中。
know, practicing the truth nowadays is not easy.
在今天我们要行在真理上是很困难的。
Because the whole world teaches us, you know, if the things that you do wrong, if you don't get caught, you are fine.
是因为这世上的道理告诉我们说，如果我们做坏事，但我们没有被逮到，那是没关系的。
But if we practice the truth,
但我们如果行真理，
and quite often we'll get ourselves into trouble.
很多时候我们会因此而惹到麻烦。
You know, quite often you always hear I talk about my little nephew, right?
很多时候我跟大家提到我的侄子的故事。
Actually, my little nephew has a lot of good qualities about him.
当然，我的侄子有很多很好的这个品质。
He's a very soft-spoken person.
他是一个非常心很软的人。
He has a very good heart.
他的心非常的善良。
But there's several things that his weakness, and that the little, couple of things that is his weaknesses, and it's really it caused him a lot of trouble.
但呢，因为他的生活当中有很多他的这个弱点，给他带来很多的麻烦。
The one thing that is so difficult for him to tell the truth.
第一点呢，就是对他来说要说实话是很困难的。
And for these last 6 years, we tried to teach him, but it's just so difficult for him.
那在过去这6年当中，我们一直来试着教他，但要他做到这一点似乎是很困难的。
When he does something wrong,
他做错事的时候，
it's so difficult for him to say, Uncle.I make a mistake.
那他做错事对他来说，要跟他的叔叔来坦诚他做错事是非常困难的。
I mean, the poor kid been grounded. I don't know for the last every time I yeah he's now he's grounded for another month, right? And last month he was grounded too, and the month before he was grounded too.、Right?
那我这可怜的侄子，他就一直被禁足。这个前一个月被禁足，上个月也是被禁足。
And it seemed like we grounded him for everything. No, we don't ground him. If he gets bad grades, we don't ground him. Any of those things. Only lying, deceiving, right? Those are things we ground him on.
其实他如果成绩不好，这方面的问题我们并不会来处罚他禁足他。但是如果他撒谎，那我们就会来处罚他。
So for example, every Wednesday he's supposed to give me a folder.
那比如说每个礼拜三他应该要给我他的一个档，一个
and this folder has all his quiz and all his homework, and you know, and then I have to sign it.
那这个档案里头可能就有所有他的一些考试，他的作业，那我必须要在那签名。
So of course we talked to him many times, seven, you know, every Wednesday, give us the folder so we can look at all your grades, whatever you need help, we'll help you with, and then we'll sign it.
那当然我们都告诉他了，每个礼拜三你就把你的档案给我们，然后里头我们就看你的成绩，然后如果你有需要帮助的，你有一些不清楚的，我们可以在那里跟你一起来看。
And we talk about this many times.
我们每次都这样跟他讲。
So about a month and a half,
一个半月前。
For some reason he never, you know, we knew that he didn't give us the folder, but we just want to see how long he's going to go without giving us the folder.
那他不知道为什么他没有把他的这个档案交给我们，那我们也在那等着，看他什么时候才要交给我们。
So for a month and a half, he did not give us the folder.
所以有一个半月的时间，他没有亲手交给我们他的这个档案。
And you know why?
那你也知道为什么？
Because some of his tests or the quiz that he took, he didn't do too well on it.
那因为有一些他的考试，他考的不是太好。
So this is trying to hide the folder from us.
所以他要把它藏起来。
Of course, it's always in the end, we always know, right? Of course, we have known all along.
那当然，我们总是一直都很清楚是这个情况。
And we ask him why you did not give us the folder.
所以我们问他说，为什么你不交给我们呢？
Instead of saying, you know, Uncle, I got really some bad grades on my quiz and stuff. I really don't want to show you because I afraid I'm going to get in trouble. No. Instead, he make up all different kinds of stories.
那他没有告诉我们，就说哦，对不起，叔叔，我成绩没有考好，就是这样子的。而且他是反而他就编了一大堆的理由来撒谎。
Like, oh yeah, my teacher 1 week she took the folder.Right?
所以有一次就说哦，我的老师他哦把我的这个档案拿走了。
And we know that's an outstraight lie.
So we 一听就知道他在撒谎。
Because teacher now would take his folder. His folder belonged to him.
那我们知道这个档案，这个老师不会拿走的，因为是他的。
They just make up all these excuses.
那他就是找这些各式各样的
借口。Then he was grounded for a whole month, right?
那这样大概一个半月。
And it's just for me. Of course, it's a lesson for my wife and I to have more patience.
那当然这对我跟我太太来讲是我们要训练我们的耐心。
Especially for my wife. My wife, she's a no-nonsense kind of person, right? What's right is right, what's wrong is wrong, right? And that's the kind of person she is. But now, with seven, yeah, she has to be way more patient.
所以尤其是我太太，因为她的个性就是非常的直接，对就是对，错就是错。那借着这个我的侄子的这个问题呢，对她来说是个训练耐心的一个功课。
And this for us, we were thinking about, you know, my nephew seven, and the three weaknesses that he have are the three weaknesses that my wife and I hate the most. Like, you know, it's very interesting how that is, right?
所以在我们的侄子身上看到他的三个弱点，这三个弱点又刚好是我们最痛恨的这个问题。
First, yeah, he always lies. He lies a lot.
第一个就是他撒谎。
Then he's a faker. That's something that my wife and I, we really dislike a faker.
那第二个呢是他喜欢假装。我跟我太太最不喜欢人家这个假装。
We tell him, you know, we like, Stephen, you know what a $3 bill is?
A
$3 bill.
我们跟他说，哎，Stephen，你知道这个三块钱的这个纸币是什么样子？
And he said, if you see a $3 bill, what do you think?
所以如果你看到这个三块钱的这个纸币，你会怎么做
？And he said, "No, there's no $3 bill."
他就说没有三块钱的纸币。
So if you see a $3 bill, what does that mean?
所以如果你看到三块钱的纸币，表示
Oh, I mean it's fake.
因为那是这个假的钱。
I say right. So I say, "Don't be a $3 bill." Right.
所以我就告诉他说，你就不要变成一个三块钱的纸币。
Because I love to hug him, but quite often he's just so fake. I love you, Uncle. Right? But he's faking it.Right.
因为我很爱他，我会拥抱他。那可是有的时候他也会好像拥抱回来，可是他其实就是在假装的。
Especially for my wife, ha, she really does not like people who are fake. As my nephew is such a faker.
那尤其是我太太，她最不喜欢人家假装。但呢，这个我的侄子常常都在假装。
No, very few times when he hugs us, he really means it. When he hugs us, this means he has something in mind that he wants from us, or this and that, right?
那当然这个拥抱是一个很好的事，但每次他来跟我们拥抱都是他心里面已经有一个他的一个奸谋，他要做什么。
So practicing the truth is very difficult.
所以要能够实行真理是非常困难的。
But quite often you and I also just like a $3 bill in front of God.
那我们常常就像这个三块钱的纸币在神的面前。
But God knows everything.
但神他知道所有的事情。
It doesn't matter what kind of mask we have on, but God knows what's underneath that mask.
但我们不论戴什么样的面具，神他知道我们本来的面目是怎么样。
Because the Bible says God is light.
因为神说，因为圣经上说神就是光。
And in Him there's no darkness.
因为在他里面没有黑暗。
If you and I are children of God.
如果我们是神的儿女，
and we say we have fellowship with Him,
那我们又说我们与神相交。
Then we walk in darkness,
但我们却走在黑暗当中。
We lie and do not practice the truth.
那我们就是说谎话而没有行真理。
So that's why for you and I, we really need to think and reflect upon ourselves.
我们必须要能够把这个道理能够反思。
We cannot be fake Christians.
我们不能够做假的基督徒。
We have to be Christian 24/7.
我们必须要每天24小时都做基督徒。
Even sometimes that will, you know, cause us to get into trouble.
但有的时候，因为我们非常的真实，可能造成一些麻烦。
No, just like I shared with you the couple, Chinese couple in Hawaii.
那可能跟大家分享过，在夏威夷有一对这个中国人夫妇。
That her husband is illegally in this country.
那先生呢，在那边是非法拘留。
And he spent so much money with lawyers, right, to get his visa or green card.
那他花了很多的钱，找了律师，就是为了要能够得到他的这个居留权，或者是拿到绿卡。
The lawyer always told her, "You cannot tell the truth to the, you know, to the immigration."
所以这个律师就常常告诉这个太太说，你在这个移民局面前你不能讲实话。
Because the immigration looking for her husband to arrest him and pretty much deport him back to China.
因为移民局要做的事就是要能够赶快找到他的先生，然后要把他遣送回国。
So every time she go to court, she would lie to the immigration officer, say her husband, she doesn't know where he is, but even though he lives with her.
Yeah, 所以每次这个太太到这个法院，他都讲说，哦，我不知道我的先生在哪里。但实际上呢，他的先生就是跟他住在一起。
Then she spent thousands of dollars.
那他花了上千的钱。
And then the immigration never gave the status to her husband.
他也从来没有所以这个移民局从来没有让他的先生的身份和法化。
Then one time she came and asked me, what should I do?
所以有一次这个太太来我的面前来问我该怎么做。
You must tell the truth.
我告诉他说你必须要讲实话。
Tell the immigration that your husband is living with you.
你告诉这个移民官你的先生就跟你住在一起。
So I think about a month later she called me.
那大概一个月之后呢，他给我打电话。
And she's all crying.
那他在那哭。
You know, I listened to you and I told him the truth. Now my husband's in jail.
那所以说我听了你的话，我告诉他们实话。那我的先生现在被关在监牢里。
And there at time, I don't really know what to say.
那我那时候觉得很难过，不知道该说什么。
I say we must continue to pray, and you know, for God's will to be done.
那我就告诉他说，我们必须要继续的祷告，让神的旨意成全。
So he was in jail, you know, ready for deportation.For I think for around 4 months or so.
那所以他在监牢里头等着被遣送回国，大概四个月左右的时间。
Of course, during this time, the sister was very upset with me.
当然，在那个期间，这位姐妹就是对我非常的不高兴。
But thank God.
但呢，很感谢神。
One day,
有一天
，the immigration came and told and gave a husband, you know, a green card.
这个移民官呢，跑到这个先生的面前，给他了绿卡。
And they have no idea why would the immigration do that for a husband. And we, until this day, we have no idea, right?
那当然没有人了解为什么移民官会做这样的事情。
But actually, God allowed to happen.
但呢，实际上呢，神就允许这样的事情来发生。
Now the both of them they love me a lot, right?
那现在呢，他们两个人都非常对我非常的幸福。
Because they live in a different island, they live in Big Island, so they have a restaurant, right? Now they have a restaurant that can open, you know, he can work in the open. He didn't need to hide himself in that. So every time I go there, or they shut the restaurant down, we have service together. It's just a really good fellowship.
Yeah, 那所以现在因为他们有一个餐厅，所以每次所以他现在不需要躲躲藏藏，他可以非常公开的在那里经营这个餐厅的这个生意。那每次我去，他们就会赶快把这个生意收起来，然后大家一起有很好的团契。
But quite often when you and I tell the truth, sometimes we get ourselves into trouble.
所以很多时候我们说实话的时候，反而让我们自己惹了麻烦。
But it's better not to sin against God and tell the truth.
但呢，我们应该要不要来撒谎得罪神？
Because,
我们应该要来说实话。
Because God said He is the light.
因为神说他就是光。
And those who have fellowship with Him must practice the truth.
所以与他相交的就必须要行真理。
And then let's read verse 7.
所以在第七节。
But we walk in the light as He is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
第七节，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切
罪。So when all of us walk in the light,
所以如果我们在光明中行
，when we practice the truth,
当我们执行真理的时候
，and only then we truly have the true fellowship with God and with one another.
也只有在那个时候能够有在神之中。与所有的弟兄姐妹有真正的团契。
But in verse 8, if we sin, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
第八节，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
And verse 9, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以第九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
No, in my lifetime, I committed a lot of sin against God.
那在之前，我犯了非常多的罪，得罪神。
But one thing for sure.
但呢，有一件事我知道。
We must confess our sin to God.
我们必须要在神的面前来坦诚自己的罪。
Of course, we try not to sin in the first place.
那当然，第一点，我们不要犯罪。
But if we sin against God,
但我们如果真的犯罪得
罪神，we must confess so there's, you know, so God can forgive us for our sin.
但我们必须要能够认罪，这样子神才可以赦免我们的罪。
Of course, there's different kind of level of sin.
当然，这个的犯罪有不同的等
级。We just hope and pray you and I do not sin that's leading to death.
那我们希望我们所犯的罪不至于死。
Because the sin that's leading to death quite often will bring us this hopelessness, right, inside our hearts.
因为如果我们犯的罪犯的是死罪，那在我们的心中就没有盼望了。
But every single day, You and I live in this world. For sure we sin against God. But sinning against God is one thing. But you and I must confess our sins. So for me, every time I pray to God, and I really think about myself, how much weaknesses I have, and how much sin I'm continually to sin to commit against Him. So I find myself, every time I kneel down and pray, I always ask Him to forgive me for my sin from yesterday, today, and also tomorrow.
所以每次我跪下来祷告, 我就求神来原谅, 赦免我的罪, 从昨天, 从今天, 一直甚至到, 未来。
So you and I want to live a life of righteousness.
所以我们要能够, 或能够有一个, 过一个有真, 有公义的生活。
We must walk in the light.
我们必须要能够走在光明当中。
By practicing the truth.
那行真理,
but if sometimes we just happen to walk in darkness, we must confess our sin to our Lord Jesus Christ. Then chapter 2 verse
3.
Now by this we know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. If we proclaim that we know Jesus Christ,
所以如果我们宣称我们认识耶稣基督,
then we must keep His commandments.
我们就必须要遵守他的诫命。
You know, nowadays many Christians proclaim that God is love, so whatever we do, God will forgive us for our sin.
那现在很多的基督徒说神就是爱, 所以他们说如果我们做了任何的错事,神都会原谅我们。
Because His love cleanse all our sin away.
他说因为神是爱, 所以把所有的罪都洁净了。
Actually, that's not true.
但实际上这不是。
Yes, God is love.
是的,
but when you and I sin against God, and then we must be punished for our sin. But here, John, in the book of 1 John, he wrote 46 times the word love.
那在约翰一书里头,
but within this word love, God tell us, John tells us, we must keep God's commandments.
那在这46次的这个所写的这个爱这个字当中, 那约翰他勉励我们要能够持守住, 要遵守神的诫命。
If we say we know God,
如果我们说我们认识他,
and if we don't keep His commandment,
但不遵守他的诫命,
then we are liars.
那我们就是说谎,
and we do not practice the truth.
因为我们在心, 我们没有, 实行真理。
So that's why nowadays it seems like, you know, when we believe in Jesus Christ, we have the right to commit all kinds of sin. All we have to do is just, God forgive me for my sin. Then everything else, everything is all forgiven.
那我们不能说, 哦, 因为神是爱, 那我们相信他, 所以我们就, 没有关系, 做错事, 那我们所有的事都会被他来赦免。
And that's why, you know, Paul said, look, you know, God has forgiven me for my sin.
所以保罗说, 神他赦免我们的罪,
His grace is so abundant.
那他的,
so because of this, should I go and sin more so His grace can be more?
所以是不是说我们就应该要犯更多的罪, 所以他能够有对我们有更多的恩典呢?
Of course not.
当然不是。
So that's why you and I should not be deceived by living a life of sin and then feel that God will forgive us for all our sins.
所以我们不应该 在罪恶当中来生活, 来求神给我们更多的恩典。
Look at verse 4.
我们看第四节。
He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
人若说我认识他, 却不遵守他的诫命, 便是说谎话的, 真理也不在他心里了。
Of course, we must keep God's commandment.
当然我们必须要能够遵守神的诫命。
The Ten Commandments.
这十诫,
and the commandment that God tells us to practice in the Bible.
还有所有, 神在圣经当中告诉我们要能够, 执行的, 实行的所有的诫命。
For example, we can say we love God, we love God.
那, 例如我们说我们爱神,
but we don't want to come to Sabbath and worship Him.
但我们不愿意在安息日的时候来教会敬拜他。
We don't read His word, we don't pray to Him.
那我们不读他的话语, 我们不向他祷告。
Of course, we can say we love God all we want.
那当然我们可以永远的来宣称我们爱神。
But in eyes of God, this means we don't love Him.
但在神的眼中我们并不爱他。
Because if we do not know, we do not keep His commandment, we do not know Him.
因为如果我们不遵守他的诫命, 我们就不是认识他。
You know, that's why for me, I'm always very tough on my nephew.
所以对我来讲, 我对我的侄子是非常的严格的。
Because for 6 years he lived with me, he does not know, you know, what to do to make me a happy uncle, right?
所以因为他跟我已经住了六年了, 他好像还不知道怎么样能够让我变成一个非常这个快乐的一个叔叔。
And I told him, you know, if I was you, I would, you know, if I was you, I told him, if I was you, I would ask my uncle everything that I want, he would buy for me. I told him that, right?
Yeah, 那我告诉他说，如果我是你的话，我会问我的叔叔，我会跟我的叔叔要我所喜欢的东西。
All you need to do is not to lie and deceive all the time.
那要能够得到你喜欢的东西，就是不要说谎。
Of course, you know he's a faker.
那当然呢，他又很喜欢假装。
And the third thing, he is super lazy.
那第三个他的问题呢，就是他非常的懒惰。
He been sick, so he uses this nutty pot. I don't know if you guys know this nutty pot thingy.
Right. 因为他生病，所以他最近一直在用他的这个洗用盐水洗鼻子的一个壶。
So you put this thing into your nostril, right? And it's full of boogers, right? And you tell him, make sure when you clean it with soap, right? You clean it with soap because he's not the only one that's using it, right? Because my wife uses it. I don't use it because it's disgusting to me, but my wife uses it sometimes also.
Okay, 那我们每次都告诉他，你用这个壶盐水洗完鼻子之后，你要把这个壶给用这个肥皂洗干净，因为这个壶我太太也用，那我个人不用，因为我不相信这种方式。
So a couple of nights ago, he was using it.
那两天以前他用过。Then
my wife and I, we just were talking and stuff like that.
那我跟我太太就在那讲话。And
after he's finished using it, we're going to see what he's going to do with it, how he's going to clean it, right?
所以他用完之后，我们就在等着看他要怎么的来清洗。And
why was cleaning it? I mean, it's so easy. The soap is right there. Use the soap and clean, but instead he looked at us like this. Make sure we are watching, right? It's so strange to me. For me, it's so strange.
那因为这个肥皂就是洗洁精就在那里，其实要清洗这个壶，用洗洁精洗是非常容易的事。但呢，他就故意好像在那里打马虎眼，就头回过来一直看看我们有没有在看他，所以他就是很简单，草草了事。
He spent more time faking watching it, washing it, and if he had used the soap, we would have finished a long time ago. Instead, he keep looking at us. Make sure we're not watching, right? Isn't that? And all of a sudden, the minute he feel that we didn't watch him, then he put it right on the counter and said he washed it already. Oh, my wife went crazy, you know.
那他如果真的好好的就用这个洗洁精洗，一下就可以洗完，而且洗得非常干净。但呢，他宁愿花时间，然后回过头在那里偷偷的看看我们有没有在看他。然后他一发现。 哦，我们已经不再看他了，他马上把这个壶就摆着，他人就赶快跑，那这让我的太太非常的生气。I
told him when I was 9 years old, I used to cook dinner for my family every night. I was 9 years old, that's what I did, right? I cook all them kind of food and clean the whole house, and they're like, you know, cleaning this thing that he used, why he's so lazy? Sometimes you just don't understand it, right?
所以我告诉他说，我9岁的时候，我已经可以为全家人煮饭，然后做全家所有的这个打扫的工作。但他同样是9岁，为什么连他用的这个洗鼻子的壶都能够他都洗不好？
But when I think about my weaknesses in front of God,
但呢，我想到我自己，在神面前的软弱。
And I have more mercy on my nephew, right?
那我让我对我的侄子有更多的这个怜悯。
Because I feel like, why do I keep sinning the same sin over and over again? I cannot understand it.
有时候我也会想，为什么我在神的面前也是同样的犯同样的错？
Why can't I stop?
我为什么不能停止犯罪？
It's in human nature.
后来我想，这就是人的本性。
So my nephew is so difficult for him not to lie, so difficult for him not to be lazy, so difficult for him not to be a faker. It's just these three things.
所以对我的侄子来讲，似乎对他来说，不要。 这个撒谎，不要假装，不要懒惰，好像是非常困难做到的。
But in verse 6 says, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked.
所以第六节这里说，人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
And this is very difficult for you and I.
那这对我们来说似乎很困难。
To walk just like our Lord Jesus Christ walked.
那就是照主所行的去行。But
it's the way for you and I not to sin against God.
但这是唯一让我们不会得罪神的一个方式。And
the last thing.
最后一点。And
verse 9.
第9节。
He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now.
人若说自己在光明中却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。
Here, the Bible did not use the word dislike, right? But used the word hate his brother.
在这里圣经上并没有说不喜欢，而是说恨恶。
Because when we hate one another inside our hearts, we already killed them.
当然，我们如果恨我们的弟兄，我们已经杀了他们了。
And verse 10,
在第十节
，He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there's no cause for stumbling in him.
他说，爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，在他并没有半碟的缘由。
But he, in verse 11, but he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
第十一节，唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
So for us to live a life without sin.
所以在对我们而言，我们如果要过一个没有罪
的生活， you and I have no hatred for anybody.
我们应该不对任何人有任何的怨恨。
But of course, we don't need to be best friend with everybody.
但我们也不需要跟所有的人都当最好的朋友。
But make sure our hearts do not hate anyone.
那要我们要确认我们的心里不恨恶任何人。
Because if our hearts hate someone, then we walk in darkness.
因为我们如果恨恶任何人，我们就是行在黑暗。
If we walk in darkness, we do not walk in the light. If we do not walk in the light, we will sin against God.
那如果我们行在黑暗里，就表示我们没有行在光明当中。如果我们不行在光明当中，就表示我们随时会犯罪得罪神。
So that's why loving one another.
所以我们要彼此相爱。
It has to do with salvation.
那彼此相爱对我们的得救是有相关的。
Look at chapter 3.
我们看第三章。
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节。
In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother.
第十节，从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就不属神；不爱弟兄的，也是如此。
Here John said, "These children of God and the children of the devil."
这里约翰说，谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿
女。Those who do not love his brother.
如果不爱弟兄的
，he is the child of a devil.
他是魔鬼的儿女。
And then he used the word just like Cain.
那就好像该隐。
Cain, he's of the devil.
该隐他是出于魔鬼。
Because he hated his brother.
因为他恨恶他的弟兄。
Then look at verse 14 and 15.
我们看十四节十五节。
We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Verse 15.
第十五节。
Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abide in him. So loving one another has to do with salvation.
所以我们爱彼此相爱，对我们的拯救来说是息息相关的。
And it's very serious.
而且这是非常严重。
Because if we don't love one another, we're the child of a devil.
如果我们不彼此相爱，我们就是魔鬼的儿女。
Just like those who lie, they also are children of devils.
就像那些撒谎的，他们也是魔鬼的儿女。
So that's why if we want to live a life without sin.
所以如果我们要过一个无罪的生活，
we must walk in the light.
我们必须要行在光明当中。
By practicing the truth.
那行真理。
And then if you happen to walk in darkness,
如果我们走在黑暗当中,
we must confess it to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要在神的面前认罪。
And after confession, we also must continue to keep his commandments.
那在认罪之后, 我们必须要继续的来执行他的诫命。
And one of the commandments is to love one another.
那其中的一个诫命就是要彼此相爱。
If we don't love one another,
如果我们不彼此相爱,
we break the six last commandments.
那我们就违背了六个。
If we don't love one another,
如果我们不彼此相爱,
indirectly we also do not love God.
那我们很可能就我们基本上就不爱
神。Because that is God's commandment.
因为爱彼此相爱是神的诫命。
To love one another.
所以我们要彼此相爱。
So this afternoon we continue to study the book of 1 John.
所以我们今天下午要继续的研读约翰一书。
Let's all rise, sing hymn 358.
请起立唱诗358首。
358.
358首。
Compare ourselves to others.
那我们虽然是基督徒，但我们也常常跟其他人做比较。
But actually, God's standard is His standard.
那有的时候，神的标准就是神的标准。
So if we feel we are better than others, if we don't reach God's standard, then we are sinners.
所以有的时候，如果我们对别人不好，那我们没有达到神的标准，
no,
那我们就是犯罪了。
When I think about my nephew.
有的时候我想到我的
孙子。Actually, compared to other kids, he's a great kid.
那当然有的时候 他如果跟其他的小孩来比，他是非常好的小孩。
No, actually, he doesn't cause us too much trouble. He just causes himself trouble.
那他没有造成对我们的困难，一些问麻烦，而是他只是造成他自己的麻烦。
But I cannot compare him to other kids.
那我们不能拿他跟其他的小孩来做比较。
But the things that we want done inside the house for his own sake, he must, be able to do it.
那有的时候是为了他的。个人的好处，那希望他能够把这些问题都改掉。
So the same thing for us.
所以对我们来说也是一样的。
Yes, it's easy to follow with the flow.
有的时候，就跟着这个世上的一些潮流在走，好像很
自然。But God's standard is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
但呢，神的标准从昨日、今日到明日都是一样的。
So no matter how the world compromises, no matter how many Christians compromise the world, but you and I must stand firm.
所以在世上，不论其他的基督徒他们如何的把这个神的标准来做更做混淆做变更，但我们还是必须要能够遵守神的诫命。
Now let's come and pray together.
所以我们请大家现在可以到前面来一起祷告。
We need to pray that God will strengthen us and our church.
所以愿神来继续的加添我们的力量来带领我们的教会。
And also we need to pray for the process of building. Thank God, it seems going well.
那也愿神来继续带领我们的施工。那感谢神，似乎一切都进行得非常的好。
So please also pray for Dallas construction.
那也继续为 Dallas 教会的工程来代
表。Right now, the projection is for us to finish in August.
那现在我们预计这个完工的时间是八月。
And thank God, everything is going very smoothly.
那感谢神，一切的施工都非常的顺利。
So because of this, we committed ourselves to have a dedication, on November 1st.
那因为
dedication, yes.
所以因为一切都施工良好，所以我们现在预计在11月1号会有献堂。
Because that's when the ministers all gonna come to Dallas Church, and we want to take that opportunity to have a dedication.
因为在那个时候有很多的圣工人员，他们可以到那时候有讲习会，所以有很多的圣工人员，所以想在那个时候能够有献堂礼。
So please pray for us. If it's not finished, and then all the burden will come here to Houston. I'm sure some of you guys like it.
所以请为达拉斯教会的这个建堂的工作来祷告，这样的话一切施工可以照这个时间达成，所以圣工这个长职的这个讲习会就不会有需要搬到休斯顿来，让大家可能更加的忙碌。
I know the first thing I went Jay Hua saw him, he didn't ask me how you doing. He's like, hey, are the minister going to come here for minister workshop here in Houston? That's what he said.
所以当我遇到杰华弟兄，那他就是在问说，那这个达拉斯教会的施工如何？他就问说，这个长职进修会在休斯顿办吗？
Yeah, so we just prayed for God's will to be done with everything.
所以我们就祷告，让神的旨意能够成全。
Please come and pray as ministers lay hands on us.
所以请到前面来，让传道长职为我们来按手。